嗨，大家好，欢迎来到讲健堂英语教室。本节目部分内容节选自空中英语杂志的 Let's Talking English， 欢迎收听。虽然上两课都是有关 Mother's Day 母亲节，其实都离不开的是 Grand 那个选举。今天的课文标题是 The Election， 其实就是说 Grand 之前想拉票参加的那个 election， 他打电话找远房亲戚，还有穿着怪诞的衣服去吸引别人的眼光，其实目的都是为了拉选票。今天的课文我们就会得知到 Grand 那个选举到底结果是什么。好，马上展开我们的节目第一部分 Today's KeywordsToday's keywords. Let's go.
Let's start by looking at our keywords. Our first one is support.
支持
Support. I'd like to support you. How can I help?
Our next keyword is friendship.
友谊
Friendship. Your friendship is very important to me.I don't want to do anything to hurt it.
Encourage.
鼓励
Encourage. Say something nice to Brad. Encourage him.
Failure.
失败
Failure. The dinner I cooked was a failure. It tasted terrible.
Loser.
失败者
Loser. You're not a loser. You can do many things well.
听完 today's keyword 之后，马上进入我们的课文第一部分 Conversation A.
Conversation A.
Thanks for coming, Tess and Eve. See you later.
Well, Grant, I guess we should go too.
I'm really sorry you lost the election.
Yeah, you should have won.
I agree. You were the best candidate.
Not very many people thought that, but thanks for supporting me, you guys.
You're welcome. And if you decide to run again, I'll vote for you again.
Thanks for your friendship, Josie.
哎呀，我们在这个对话当中都已经听到了 Grant 的语气都比较低沉，听上去有点沮丧。从这个对话的内容我们都已经能够听出了 Grant 的那个选举失败了。周喜啊 Pete 啊 Tess 还有 Eve 等等这些人呢、啊、都来在这里啊安慰他，鼓舞他，还夸他是最好的候选人，本来是应该赢得这个选举的。尽管这些话都是安慰的，但 Grant 对他们的有这一份友谊啊，他们的鼓励都表示非常的感谢。我们回去听一下当中的句子，现在先听一下这个 Grant 对这个 Pete 对 Grant 说的那一句话。
I'm really sorry you lost the election.
Yeah, you should have won.
这个 Pete 说到啊，你输了这个选举啊，都感到很遗憾。Sorry 在这里表示遗憾。这个 Eve 就说他，你本来应该赢的。我们听一下他这句话怎么说的。
Yeah, you should have won.
You should have won. Should 啊 ，should 加一个完成时的结构 ，have done。这里是 have won， 什么意思啊？你本来应该赢的，本来应该赢，就是说他实际上是没有赢的。这个 should 加 have done 表示本来应该，但事实上并没有。例如 ，You should have won the election, but you didn't。你本来应该赢的，但事实上并没有赢。又例如 ，You should have come earlier, 你本来就应该早点到。意思就是说他是迟到了。You should have come earlier, but you didn't. You didn't come here very early. You should have finished it on time. 你本来就应该按时完成它。意思就是说你并没有按时完成。You should have finished it on time. 这个 Pete 还夸他是最棒的那一个候选人。
You are the best candidate.
You are the best candidate. Candidate, 这个 candidate 是候选人。后面那个 A 呀、它是发一个短音 candidate。不要读 candidate。Candidate, 再听一遍。
You are the best candidate.
还有这个周喜也接着鼓励 Grant, 我们听一下周喜怎么鼓励 Grant 又怎么回应。
If you decide to run again, I'll vote for you again.
Thanks for your friendship, Josie.
If you decided to run again, decide to run again. 这个 run 不是跑步，其实这个 run 就是相当于 run for 某某职位，他可能这个选举是选举某一个身份某一个职位， run for 就是说竞选，参加竞选。如果 Grant 再参加竞选的话，周喜就会再次的投 Grant 的票。 Grant 的回应就很简单一句话， Thanks for your friendship, 周喜。Thanks for your friendship. Friendship 是我们今天的 keyword.
Now, friendship is the noun to describe the relationship between friends. If you have a very good friend, you can say thank you for your friendship.
Or you can tell someone else, I'm thankful for our friendship. When I was really sad, she was there for me, and then I felt better.
这个英语解释啊，解释了 friendship 其实就是一个 relationship, 一个关系，就是朋友之间那种关系，就是我们啊中文所说的 friendship 友谊。如果你对这一份啊你和某某朋友之间这一份友谊是心存感激的，哇，上帝恩赐了我有这一份友谊，也就是说我有你这个朋友啊，真的是谢天谢地。I am very thankful for our friendship. I am very thankful for our friendship. 之前我们就学过了吗？ Thankful for 为什么什么而心存感激。说到这里，让我想起了一首歌，马上去听一下。自从有了你，我们就有了 friendship, 记住友谊 friendship。
自从有了你，生命里都是奇迹。
好，继续我们的讲解。回到这个对话当中啊，之前这个 Pete 鼓励 Grant 的时候， Grant 还说了一句话，我们听一下，他感谢朋友的支持。
Thanks for supporting me, you guys.
他说 Thanks for supporting me, you guys. 我们现在用简单的英语来解释一下 support, 支持。
Support. Now when you support someone, that means you help them. When you support them, you believe in them, and you know that they can do it.
没错没错，支持一个人就是去帮他，相信他，认同他，知道他是行的。 support 支持。你的朋友受到挫折的时候，你也可以对他说 I will support you, 或者他有个决定 不知道行不行，有点犹豫的时候 I will support you, I will support you, I always support you, 我总是支持你的，我一直都支持着你。 Support, support 除了我们所理解的支持，它还有另外一个意思。我们听一下这个例句。 I have to work to support my family, 我必须参加工作来支持我的家庭。这个 support 在这里不应该直接翻译成支持，应该翻译成经济上面的减轻负担，经济上面的帮补一下家庭。我有两个弟弟还有两个妹妹正在读书，当然只是造句而已啊，现实生活当中我并没有两个妹妹两个弟弟，我家庭没有违反计划生育。比喻I have to work to support my family, 我必须去工作以经济上面支持我的家庭。还有刚才那个 friendship 再补充说一句 friendship 让我想起了一句话， A friend in need is a friend indeed, 也就是说患难中的朋友才是真正的朋友。 A friend in need is a friend indeed, indeed 就是确切的真正的， in need 就是说需要，需要有需要时也在你身边的朋友当然就是真正的朋友了。 A friend in need is a friend indeed。那么那些很虚伪的朋友，我们说的酒肉朋友你有钱的时候他就跟你做朋友，你有难的时候他就离开，这种朋友呢英文就叫做 fair weather friend, fair weather friend, fair F-A-I-R 就是好的， weather 就是天气， fair weather 好天气， fair weather friend好天气的朋友，当然就是说你有好处的时候他就跟你做朋友。 Fair weather friend 就是我们说的酒肉朋友。好，我们马上去听下一段的对话。 Conversation B。
Conversation B.
And hey, now you won't have to listen to any more campaign speeches.
Yeah, that's good. CindyWe should be encouraging Grant right now.
I mean, it's good that Grant won't have to make any more speeches.
Right. And you won't have to wear any more funny costumes.
That's true. Actually, I kind of like the costumes.
这个对话我们听到了辛迪，辛迪在之前的那个节目当中我们都知道辛迪这个人经常都帮倒忙的，给人家一种感觉不懂人情世故。这里 Grant 一开始就说好啊，你们都不需要再听我做一些什么演讲，因为之前他要做一些模拟演讲的嘛。听到这句话之后呢，这个辛迪就说哇 that's good。 周喜听到这句话就不高兴了，说这个时候我们应该是鼓励 Grant, 而不是说好像有点感觉像你不需要再不需要做演讲，那不是好吗？这句话的确有点讽刺。虽然这个辛迪后来做了一点补充说我们不需要听更多的演讲，也就意味着你也不需要做更多的演讲，那不是好事吗？看来勉强还能够补回来。这个 Pete 就说也不需要再穿那个鸡造型的那个服装，其实 Grant 已经爱上了这个服装。好，我们回去听一下当中的一些句子。我们听一下这个 Grant 开始说他你们已经不需要再听我做那些什么模拟演讲了。接着这个 Cindy 就说 That's good, 哇真的有点讽刺啊这句话。我们听一下周喜是怎么说的。
Yeah, that's good.
Cindy, we should be encouraging Grant right now.
这个周喜说 We should be encouraging Grant right now. 我们现在啊，该做的是鼓励 Grant。 当中有一个词 encourage， 我们听一下英语怎么解释 encourage， 鼓励。
Encourage. I want to teach you this word, not by telling you the definition, but by doing what the word means. Let me do it right now. Andrea, you are one of the best teachers in the world. Andrea, I want to tell you, not only are you a great teacher, you look great, you're very nice, and you always buy me meals when I don't have any money. I want to encourage you today.
没错 ,encourage 就是鼓舞鼓励。Encourage 某人就是鼓励某人。 I encourage him to take the examination. 我鼓励他参加这次考试。 I encourage someone to do something. 鼓舞某人做某事。刚才那一句 We should be encouraging Graham， 这里用了一个现在进行时 encouraging。 这个 encouraging 其实也可以作为一个形容词来看，例如 Your words are very encouraging， 你的话真的鼓舞人心啊。 Your words are encouraging， 或者说 This story is very encouraging， 这个故事真的鼓舞人心。 This story is very encouraging， 用过去式 encouraged，或者说它的过去分词 encouraged， 过去分词 encouraged， 我们这样用一下。例如 I was greatly encouraged， 我啊大受鼓舞。 I was greatly encouraged。 现在知道了 encourage 的使用了吗？学了 encourage， 我们也学一下鼓舞别人的人，英文是 encourager， 听一下。
Friends, when you encourage someone, when you tell them things that make them happy, you are an encourager. E-N-C-O-U-R-A-G-E-R. So be an encourager and encourage someone.
没错，我们也是要学会怎么去 encourage other people， 要做一个 encourager。 好，完成这个对话的讲解，马上去最后一个对话。Let's go with conversation C.
Conversation C.
Do you need any help cleaning up here?
No, don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, we'll see you later.
So, do you feel like a failure?I'd feel like a big loser if I were you.
Cindy?
We're leaving now.
See you.
Bye.
You're not a failure, Grant. You know that, right?
Yeah, sure. I think I need to be alone for a while.
有时候朋友受到重大挫折之后，我们说一些鼓励的话之后呢，我们都希望他能够给他时间安静一下，自己一个人思考一下，冷静一下。这里这个周喜和 Pete 都准备走了，希望能够让 Grant 自己一个人待一段时间。之前我们说到这个 Cindy 真的有点不懂人情世故，很不体贴。在这个对话当中，这个辛迪还曾经问过 Grant 说，你觉得自己像一个失败者吗？如果我是你的话，我就觉得自己是一个失败者了。辛迪的话真的挺有点刺的那种感觉。幸好这个 Pete 在身边鼓励一下，说 Grant 你不是一个失败者。好， Grant 需要时间去一个人冷静一下。我们先回去看当中的一些句子，学习一下英语。我们现在马上回去听一下这个辛迪说的那一句很不体贴的话。
Do you feel like a failure? I'd feel like a big loser if I were you.
一开始的时候他说 Do you feel like a failure? 这个 failure 是 fail, F-A-I-L, fail 的那个名词形式，在这里它表示失败者。我们先用英语来解释一下这个 failure。
Failure. Now, if you fail at something, that means it was a failure. If you think something good is going to happen, but it doesn't, then you can say, oh, that was a failure.
这个 failure, 它除了表示一个人是一个 failure, 失败者之外呢，这个 failure 本身也可以表示失败，失败的事情，失败的尝试，或者说不及格。Failure, 它是个名词。说到这个 failure, 就说一下这个 success, 成功，成功的名词就是 success, failure 就是失败。我们可以这样说 ,every failure is a step closer to success. 每一次失败其实就是向成功又走近了一步。Every failure is a step closer to success. 这个 success 它也可以在前面加一个 A, a success, 就表示一个成功的人。遇到挫折不要紧， You are getting closer to success. 你正在向成功越走越近。You are getting close, you are getting closer to success.这个辛迪除了直接问他你觉得失败吗，他还说了一句话，如果我是你的话，我就觉得自己是一个很失败的人，一个失败者。他是这样说的，
I'd feel like a big loser if I were you.
I would feel like a big loser if I were you. If I were you, 如果我是你的话，这是一个和现在事实相反的虚拟语气，因为他事实上这个 Cindy 就是 Cindy,Grant 就是 Grant, 所以这个 Cindy 永远都不可能是 Grant. If I were you, 如果我是你的话，事实上我永远都不可能是你，所以这里用 I were you, 用过去式，而且 be 动词一定要用 were, 表示和现在事实相反。If I were you, I would feel like a big loser. Wow, a loser, loser 就是失败者。失败者还不够，还要在前面加个 big, a big loser, 一个失败的透顶的人。我们现在听一下英语是怎么解释这个 loser, loser.
Loser. Now, a loser is a person who loses, or a person who fails at something.
So, the opposite of loser is winner.
没错了，没错了。Loser 的相反词就是 winner, 啊，失败者 loser, winner, 胜利者。之前我们不是说过 lose, lose, lose 就是输吗？ Lose the election, 输了这个选举， lose the competition, 输这个比赛， lose the game, 输比赛， win, 那也可以直接加比赛， win the game, win the competition,Win the election. Loser, 失败者， Winner, 胜利者。这个辛迪真的非常不体贴，我们再听一下他整句话。
Do you feel like a failure? I'd feel like a big loser if I were you.
几个对话的分析就到此结束，我们现在从头到尾再听一遍课文的所有 conversations. Let's go.
Thanks for coming, Tess and Eve. See you later.
Well, Grant, I guess we should go too.
I'm really sorry you lost the election.
Yeah, you should have won.
I agree. You were the best candidate.
Not very many people thought that, but thanks for supporting me, you guys.
You're welcome. And if you decide to run again...I'll vote for you again.
Thanks for your friendship, Josie. And hey, now you won't have to listen to any more campaign speeches.
Yeah, That's good.
Cindy, we should be encouraging Grant right now.
I mean, it's good that Grant won't have to make any more speeches.
Right. And you won't have to wear any more funny costumes.
That's true. Actually, I kind of like the costumes.
Do you need any help cleaning up here?
No, don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, we'll see you later.
So, do you feel like a failure? I'd feel like a big loser if I were you.
Cindy?
We're leaving now.
See you.
Bye.
You're not a failure, Grant. You know that, right?
Yeah, sure. I think I need to be alone for a while.
好，从头到尾又听了一遍课文的所有对话，马上我们去到节目的最后一个部分。The last part of our program. 每天一句。今天我们要学的句子是My family is very close. 我的家人很亲密。My family is very close.
My family is very close.
Oh, really?
Yes, we do everything together. My family is very close.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, it is. My family is very close.What about your family?
My family is very close, too.
My family is very close. 我的家人很亲密。My family is very close. With that, we have come to the end of today's program. See you next time. Goodbye, everyone.